Good morning. We are on the What Do You Think program, and we have Stephanie here from the Aspire Rural Health System Foundation. And last time she was here, we talked about a lot of stuff. And I'm kind of anxious to talk about because I want to get an update on some of the things that happened last time and find out what they have coming up. So, good morning. How are you, Stephanie?
Good morning. I'm doing great.
So what do you have for us?
So today I wanted to talk about a few different things, but the first thing I want to talk about is Hunting for Health. It is our event coming up on March 20th and 21st. It is at the Rooster Ranch in Ubley. We are offering, I want to say it's a pheasant hunt. And I'm not very good with hunting, so bear with me here. But it is a European pheasant hunt, which includes a full breakfast, a full lunch, a clay target shoot. I believe 8 pheasants are released per individual. We have dogs and handlers, a catered lunch, a walk-up hunt, and all the birds are harvested while you're there as well, like cleaned. So it is a huge event in recognition for prostate cancer. So again, all proceeds from this event will go to promoting prostate awareness, prevention, and assistance with early detection.
Well, I know last time you was here, we talked about that, and you were going to do free online or free on-site PSA testing.
We are. That is something new we're offering this year. So this is our second year for doing Hunting for Health. We are offering free on-site PSA testing, correct? So all of the hunters that come this year, if they would like testing, we are doing it right there on-site before the hunt starts.
Awesome.
Yes. And something else new that we're offering at this event, we are doing a butcher bundle raffle. And raffle tickets are $10 each. And essentially, there's 3 prizes with this raffle. The first prize is a $600 bundle of various meats. And when I say meats, I mean like bone-in ribeye, ground beef, chuck roast, breakfast sausage, pork chops, bacon. Second place is a $300 bundle, and third place is a $100 bundle, and you do not need to be present to win. So if you go to our website, aspirerhs.org, and look under the foundation, you will see Hunting for Health. You will see the registration. You will see sponsorship is available. You'll also see a link to this raffle. And so if there's anyone out there listening that would like to sponsor this event or even help in any way, maybe provide a silent auction basket, we would love any kind of donation.
So you're still taking sponsors?
We are. We are okay. Taking sponsors through March 1st. So we have a awesome. Couple weeks left for hunters to join, sponsors, anyone that wants to donate any kind of raffle items. We would love it.
If I remember right, the event is actually over a course of 2 days?
So the event is 2 days. It's 2 separate days, though. Right. So hunters on Friday won't be there on Saturday unless they signed up.
Okay.
Yes. And this butcher bundle raffle will be drawn on Saturday.
Okay.
You don't have to be present to win. So lots of people can buy tickets who aren't even coming to the event, but you still have an opportunity to win.
Excellent. So now it's $350 per adult, $350 per adult, $300 for youth 17 and under, and you do have a combo, if I remember right.
There is a combo pricing, and I believe for an adult hunter and a youth hunter, and if you wanted to do a hut sponsor, if you wanted to do those three things in combination, it's $700. But if you just want to do an adult hunt and a hut sponsor, it's $450.
Okay.
And all of that information is out on the website as well as to what comes with each package based on whatever kind of sponsorship you would want to do.
If I recall, this is happening at the Rooster Ranch.
Yes, the okay. Rooster Ranch in Ubley. It's a fun place. Like last year was our first year doing Hunting for Health, and I really didn't know what to expect just because I'm not that familiar with hunting, but it was a great time. All like the dog handlers and the people working there were so friendly, and we even got to go out on not golf carts. What are they called? I don't know.
Like ATVs?
Like different ATVs go out and watch the hunters. We got to see it in action, which I really didn't know what it was like. It was a lot of fun. Like, wow. I really enjoyed myself.
Well, you can't go down 53 without seeing the big Rooster Ranch trailer sitting out there.
Correct.
But yeah, it's over off Germania Road in Ubley. Rooster Ranch, can't miss it. It's great. The address is 7480 Germania Road in Ubley, and this will be taking place from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. on March 20th and March 21st.
Yes, it's a Friday and Saturday. And I will point out, when we say full breakfast and full catered lunch, you will not leave hungry. It is a smorgasbord of food. They put on a great breakfast. I mean, we're talking eggs, pancakes, sausage, lots of meats. I mean, you're not hungry. And I think for lunch, there's a wide array of things, but they even have chili. You can come and go and have chili when you come in and out. You will not leave hungry.
So it's not a bag lunch.
It's a wonderful lunch and breakfast. And I feel like I couldn't eat when I got home. I didn't need to.
That's good.
Yeah. But some things I did want to highlight about silent auction, like raffle items. Sometimes people are like, oh, I don't know what to donate. I just wanted to throw out some suggestions if anybody out there wanted to donate some things.
Great
like
idea.
We could always use gift cards from any restaurants. And we want to keep it in the thumb, right? We're trying to support rural healthcare and rural businesses. So we're trying to keep everything within our own communities.
Right.
So like we're looking for hunting backpacks, or there's like beef jerky bundles, cookbooks, wild game cookbooks, a buddy heater, lotto tickets, small Yeti coolers, things of that nature, you know, things that would interest.
Sports Center gift card.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. So it's a great day of fun. It really is. And even if hunting isn't your thing, you don't necessarily have to be a hardcore hunter to go out there and do this. Like, they even were encouraging me to try to shoot, and I'm like, I've never shot a gun before. And they were like, we can show you, you know, we are up on safety. Of course, you need to wear your safety glasses and wear your orange. And please don't let that scare you about hunting at all. Like, it is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And they'll show you the ropes.
It's a blast. All right. So, and the PSA testing, it's pretty easy. I mean, they're just going to do a quick blood draw,
yes,
right?
Yes, absolutely. And the results will be mailed to your home. So in advance, when we sent out our registration information, you let us know ahead of time and you fill out some information in advance. So that registration period is not going to take a long time when you actually come to the hunt. We'll have your information ready to go. The ladies will be there to take the lab draw. And like I said, it's quick and easy. It's one poke. And then I don't know exactly how long, maybe a week or two, and you'll get those results in the mail with the address that you provided on the registration form.
And that is a great thing, especially the older you get, gentlemen. Can't ignore it. It's part of life. So just like the prostate exams and everything else, this is one of those things you need to get done.
Absolutely. And sometimes I think it's just not talked about enough, right? all proceeds from this event go to our PCUPS program. And PCUPS stands for Prostate Cancer Understanding, Prevention, and Screening. And so essentially our program financially assists Thumb area residents with prostate understanding and prevention. But we also provide that free PSA screening for those who do not have insurance coverage. And in addition to that, the program also provides two $500 grants for cancer patients. So if you were diagnosed with prostate cancer, you are eligible if you live within our surrounding counties, Tuscola, Huron, Lapeer, and Sanilac. There's some paperwork you need to fill out, include your diagnosis, and then you would be eligible for two $500 grants.
Oh, okay.
Essentially every 6 months.
That would be awesome. that's a great way to help out, especially, you know, it's uncertain times and you don't know if a lot of these people have insurance.
So. Absolutely. Absolutely. And so, again, I just want to point out, too, this event, all proceeds go to the PCUPS program. It is not something that we put to our hospital or other projects. Like, it is earmarked for prostate cancer. So all of the proceeds go back to those in need of PSA testing and in need of these grants.
And that's what your foundation does. The foundation raises money and puts it into programs for things like this instead of putting it into the hospital itself and stuff like that.
Right. When we have events, we decide what proceeds that event will go to. And so, of course, for Hunting for Health, it's earmarked for PCUPS. Our winter fundraiser that we just had actually a couple weeks ago, the proceeds from that did go to our three hospital projects. So I don't know if I mentioned it yet, but the hospital project at Hills and Dales is renovating 12 outdated inpatient rooms. We're working on that project. Deckerville Hospital is a parking lot expansion, and Marlette is the state-of-the-art ambulance that we are in dire need for. So if I can talk a little bit about the winter fundraiser.
I would love it. I was going to ask you about that because it was a really big topic last time.
It was, and it was a huge success. Our profit was over $57,000.
Awesome.
It was our casino night.
Thank you, everybody.
Yes, yes. Actually, I do have the sponsor, some event sponsors that I'd like to highlight and say thank you. I mean, obviously, we are so appreciative of all the attendees, everybody that sponsored, everybody that helped, the volunteers. But our event sponsors, Pat Curtis Chevrolet, Might As Well Hall, Covenant Healthcare, Raymond Hardware, Aspire Marlette Family Healthcare, and Dr. Suleiman were our event sponsors. And we are so appreciative of that. We couldn't do this if it wasn't for all of these people.
Right.
And I can't mention everybody on the radio, but we just couldn't pull off something like that without the support of our communities and businesses in our local areas.
Yeah, it's so crucial.
It is.
And that is an amazing... I mean, especially with the weather and sickness and everything that had been going on, that's incredible. I'm glad to hear it.
Yes, we did have a few cancellations due to sickness or some things that came up, but we had, I would say, just over 200 people. All the casino tables were full. People were laughing. To be honest, it was my favorite event so far. I mean, I've put on three or four other fundraisers, and they were all fun, but this was interactive fun, and I got to meet a lot of new people. We had guests from Brown City, Bad Axe, Sandusky, Deckerville, Cassidy, Marlette, all over. So it was really nice to see everyone come together and have fun. And Waylon Hanel was amazing. If you have not seen him, you need to check him out live. He is great. And he is so kind to stay after and take pictures. He signed autographs. I mean, he just made the night very memorable.
That's awesome.
It was fun. Yeah. We also did a silent auction. I think we had about 42 items. And we did a live auction with 14 items. And it did very well. Again, like, we made over $57,000. So I'm so thankful for that.
That's awesome. That really is. And I keep saying that, but you don't know the impact that has on not just Aspire, but the people that utilize these services and how that impacts them. So thank
Absolutely.
You to everybody that came out, and thank you to the sponsors.
Oh, I'm so grateful to everyone. Like, it takes a village.
Yes,
it really does.
So what else do you have in there?
So some other things that are coming up in the future with Aspire Foundation, we have our 5K, 8K race in Cassidy, and we always do that during the Freedom Festival. So we don't have all the specifics worked out, but again, it's the 5K, 8K race. I think it is actually on Saturday, July 4th. I think that is a Saturday, but it's always during the Freedom Festival in Cassidy. So that's a really fun event. Something else I'm really excited about is our golf event coming up. Well, it's a few months out, but September 11th, we run 4 courses. This will be our second year doing 4 courses. And we'll be at Ubley, Verona, Rolling Hills, and a new course this year. We're going to try Century Oaks in Elkton.
You said you added one.
Yes. So I'm very excited about that. Golf is always such a great time. You get to meet a lot of people. Last year, I think we had 432 golfers across four courses. Yes. So I'm praying for good weather. Last year, it was a bit windy. The wind was a little bit of a factor. We couldn't have our big dino out there because he was going to blow away. But we still had a fun time. It was great.
It gave the golfers a good excuse why they made shanks and everything also.
Yeah. So looking forward to planning that, too. Something else we're doing new this year to Aspire is the Pink Out football game against Brown City and Marlette. And we're targeting that for September 18th, which is 1 week after golf. Yeah, so we have our work cut out for us, but we love a good challenge and we will make it successful. But that is something I'm really looking forward to. We did a baseball softball game in Marlette last year, which was a lot of fun. And all proceeds for that go to B Cups, breast cancer awareness, which is another great cause. So that's something in the works. And then we always close the year out with Tree of Shining Love, and that's in December. So our year's pretty much planned out. There's a few other things that will be, you know, we haven't told anybody about yet, and we don't have all the details, so I'm not going to talk about it yet, but that is essentially what's coming in 2026.
All right. Well, we're going to hit a commercial and our weather, and we'll be right back with Stephanie from Aspire Rural Foundation here in just a moment.
Cows out again. Listen to 94.1 FM WHST and AM 1340 WLEW, and we'll promise to leave the fencer on.
Good morning, everybody. Scott here with you on the Thumb's Hottest Country. Happy Wednesday. Happy hump day. Weather-wise today, going to be around 41-ish degrees, plus or minus, give or take. It's going to be wet, areas of fog.
Good morning. Low pressure approaching from the northern plains will very slowly drift to our south over the next 72 hours before exiting into the northeast as we step through the weekend. It looks like we'll continue to see unsettled conditions with mild temperatures and occasional precipitation through the end of the week. Periods of rain today, 38 to 42, east to southeast winds at 10 to 20, chance of precipitation 100%, mostly cloudy, low 30s tonight, southeast winds at 10 to 15, chance of precipitation 20%, partly sunny, mid 40s tomorrow, southeast winds at 5 to 15, chance of rainfall 20%, showers, middle to upper 30s tomorrow night, showers on Friday, middle to upper 40s, west to southwest winds at 10 to 20 with a 60% chance of rainfall. From WLEW Precision Weather Service, this is meteorologist Russ Marling.
This is Nicole from the Sanilac Medical Care Facility. As the weather gets colder, all of us at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility still continue to bring the warmth of genuine care to your loved ones with personalized care plans that promote both independence and wellness. The Sanilac Medical Care Facility is a pillar among our community. It's a welcoming home full of familiar faces who take pride in bringing peace of mind to families and residents. We offer both long-term care and short-term care, as well as on-site speech therapy, physical therapy, and occupational therapy. We all share the same commitment to high quality, individualized, comprehensive care. Your loved ones deserve the best, and at the Sanilac Medical Care Facility, we continue to be the warmth of genuine care.
Choosing the right residual herbicide can feel like you need a map. Too many choices, too many claims that never quite hold up. Enough is enough. Zidua brand herbicides from BASF make the choice easy. It sets the standard for longer-lasting weed control, giving up to two more weeks of protection than competitors. When you have a Ziduation in your soybean fields, Zidua brand herbicides deliver new solutions to meet your evolving needs. Make the lasting choice and talk to your retailer today. Always read and follow label directions.
And we're back with What Do You Think program, and we have Stephanie Langenberg here from Aspire Rural Health System Foundation, and I think she's gone over everything we're going to be doing this year, but I just want to go back and touch on the upcoming event if you want to give people details like where they can go to find information, when it is, all that.
Absolutely. So as I mentioned, our next event is Hunting for Health. It's March 20th and 21st. That's a Friday and Saturday at the Rooster Ranch in Ubley from 8 to 4 each day. And this event is a European pheasant hunt. And in addition to that, you would get a full breakfast. There's a clay target shoot. There's, I believe, 8 pheasants per person release. There's also a very nice catered lunch. There's a walk-up hunt. And all harvested birds are cleaned right there at the facility. It's $350 per adult and $300 per youth that's 17 and under. There are combo prices available, and you can find all of this information on our website at aspirerhs.org. If you go under the foundation, you will see Hunting for Health, you'll see registration, you'll see sponsorships. We're always looking for more sponsorships, and that deadline, sponsorships and hunters, is March 1st. So we have a couple more weeks to get more people to sponsor. And even if you're looking to make a monetary donation, you can do that online as well. Or we're always looking for raffle items needed. You know, we need lotto tickets. We need raffle baskets, coolers, like chairs, all anything that men would like. And quite honestly, it's not even all about men. Women come to this hunt as well. Kids come to this. You know, any kind of raffle items we would be happy to take, as well as, like I said, a monetary donation. Sometimes people are like, hey, can I just give you $50 and you go pick out something? And we're happy to do that. We really are. Something else I wanted to point out, if you missed it earlier, is in addition to Hunting for Health, this event, we brought two new aspects to the event this year. And one is we are running PSA testing. So all hunters that have signed up, you can have a PSA test there. It's a quick poke. Lab will draw blood there, and it will be mailed to your home in the next coming weeks after the event. Your results will be mailed, as well as we're doing a butcher bundle raffle. And this is something new we decided to do. It's a $10 raffle ticket, and you can win different kinds of meat bundles. And first place is $600, a $600 bundle of meat. Different kinds of meat, New York strip, chuck roast, pork chops, bacon, breakfast sausage, ground beef, things of that nature. Second place is a $300 bundle of meat, and third place is a $100 bundle of meat. So those are on sale right now. You can get tickets by going online or reaching out to the foundation. I have them with me here today as well.
Cheap way to get your freezer loaded up.
Absolutely. $10. You can't go wrong, right?
No, especially if you win that big one. I mean,
exactly. And you do not have to be present to win. So the drawing will be Saturday, March 21st at the event. But anybody can buy a ticket. Anybody can win. We'll call you.
Yeah, you don't have to participate in the event to get a ticket.
Correct.
Participate in the raffle.
Yes, absolutely. So there's lots of ways to help. And again, all proceeds from this event go back to our PCUPS program. Again, and we're just trying to bring awareness to prostate cancer, to understanding, prevention. Get your screenings, men, get your screenings. It's a lot of times people don't want to talk about it. They don't even want to discuss it with their doctors. And I understand, I'm guilty of that too. But we do need to do those things.
Yeah. I'm chuckling because my dad is one of those, and you have to force him.
Yes, absolutely. But, and so sometimes it takes good people in your life to say, hey, we need to take this step. I'll go with you to the appointment. I'll make the appointment for you.
Yeah.
You know, take that step. Don't be afraid.
Yep. And it beats the alternative, finding
absolutely.
Out once it's too late.
You'd rather be proactive than reactive.
Yep, absolutely.
And I think all of us know someone out there, whether it's a woman or a man, has some kind of cancer. I think everybody can speak to that. And it's a true tragic hardship to go through it and to watch someone go through it.
It is. And a lot of people think, I don't want to know, but this isn't just about you.
Correct.
You've got wife, husband,
parents,
grandkids, kids, your family cares. and needs you around. So getting that test is as much for them as it is for you.
Well said. Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah. All right. And
finally, I just wanted to give a shout out, and not just to the sponsors of the winter fundraiser, but to all the people out there, all the surrounding communities, our sponsors, business owners, employees, volunteers. I mean, it really takes a village of people to pull off events, to bring awareness to what we're talking about. And I'm just so thankful for all of you, everyone that has given to Aspire in one way or another. Like, it does not go unnoticed or unappreciated. I am grateful, and I wish that I could name everybody, but that's just impossible. Right. But I truly, truly am grateful, and I love this job.
And even the people that come out and had fun gambling and did their thing, you know, if it wasn't for you, those events wouldn't take place, you know?
So absolutely. Absolutely.
Thank you. We appreciate you coming out and participating and helping bring awareness to these issues.
Sure. Sure. Well, thank you for having me today.
Yeah,
I appreciate
you're welcome.
It.
I'm always glad to have you. So
I'd love to come back.
I'm sure we'll hear from you again come closer to summer.
Absolutely. Okay. Yes. I think I'm on every 3 months coming.
Yeah.
So
okay.
Love to be here.
Well, that's been it for the What Do You Think program today. And I appreciate Stephanie coming in, filling us in, especially on the past event. But don't forget about the hunting for health coming up. That's not too far away, folks, and you've only got till the 1st to get registered. So if you have any questions, reach out, go online, get that information, and participate. If you're interested in those tickets, that's a great way to help the foundation and to possibly stock your freezer. So well, that's been it for the What Do You Think program. And don't forget, we will have this online. If you need to go back and listen to it again or you think you missed something, review it. So we'll get you back to your regular programming. And stay tuned for the 11 o'clock news coming up here in just a little bit.